Connecticut recently made headlines when the state Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional to carry out the death sentences of 11 men on death row after the state abolished the death penalty in 2012. When the legislature passed and the governor signed a bill that banned capital punishment in 2012, the measure exempted those inmates already sentenced to death. But on August 13th, the state's highest court ruled that the death penalty was cruel and unusual punishment, and the 11 men awaiting execution will have their sentences converted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Connecticut's new commissioner of the State Department of Corrections, Scott Semple, took over as acting director in August 2014 and was confirmed in the post this past January after being nominated by Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy. He comes to the job with 27 years' experience in the system, beginning his career as a corrections officer, then serving as a warden, and later as the Department of Corrections liaison with the state legislature. Governor Malloy and Commissioner Semple have pushed to repeal mandatory sentences and improve programs to help ex-prisoners find jobs, naming this broader initiative the Second Chance Society. Semple has been hailed by many grassroots criminal justice reform advocates as a man of compassion, a trait they say is sorely lacking in the system in general. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Commissioner Semple after he attended a recent meeting with reform advocates in New Haven. Here he discusses his plans for reform and programs already put into place to make inmates' incarceration more humane and to ease their way back into the community upon release.
And when it comes to wellness, you know, we're talking about some of the things that occur in correctional environments, such as trauma and vicarious trauma and things of that nature. And over time and through experience in general, people take those exposures for granted, but they really have significant impact. So there is some indicators that suggest that you can go in the direction of a more humane and dignified approach with accountability, that you can lower those types of incidents and everyone is better for it, not only the staff, but the inmate population. What you will find in Connecticut and throughout the country in terms of how correctional facilities are designed, I call them stadium construction. You know, when an incident occurs in a correctional facility, everyone gets exposed because everyone is aware of it. It goes throughout the population. There are a lot of things that happen, and I think that we've been going in a direction that takes a more dignified approach in terms of how we manage inmate populations, and we're starting to put some metrics into evaluating as to what we do has an impact and supports those strategic initiatives that I mentioned.
Scott Semple, I understand you recently returned from a visit to Germany to learn about criminal justice there.
About 6 weeks ago, I returned from Germany. I was invited, myself, several other commissioners and advocates, a whole host of professionals to just see and look what the European system looks like. Governor Malloy was there with me, and what we saw was a very dignified environment, and the whole makeup of how they operate, there was some interesting aspects of, you know, their approach. And I did get to see that the vast majority of these folks, when they leave, they are employed. They have the ability to sustain themselves. And I thought that that was attractive. But what was most attractive as it relates to trying to take a dignified approach within correctional facilities is that one of the facilities that we had went to, which would be the equivalent of a level 4 maximum security environment for calendar year 2014, had zero incidents. So that's very limited trauma, if any. So that was extraordinarily attractive to me. So I am still evaluating, you know, what we can do here in Connecticut that may mirror or mimic some of the aspects of how they manage that population. You know, it was worth seeing, and it was worth seeing a system outside of this country. I've seen many systems in this country, so it was very exciting, and there were some interesting things that they do with the juvenile population there, which is primarily 18 to 25 years of age, and they really focus on the whole discussion about brain development, and I think as our population lowers, we may be able to entertain some of the theories that go along with that.
There have been recent attempts to scale back the numbers of Americans, especially men and women of color, who are incarcerated. Where does Connecticut fit in that effort?
You know, historically, we know that there, some people refer to it as hyper-incarceration or mass incarceration. It definitely has been a huge financial burden on state budgets, federal budgets, and alike, county budgets. Connecticut's unique because it's a consolidated system. I have an obligation, and our agency has an obligation, to be responsive to the taxpayers, and that is the direction that I received from our governor, to try to have an impact on this population in terms of his launching of the Second Chance Act. It's very, very expensive to incarcerate people in Connecticut, not only in Connecticut, but throughout the nation. And if you just have a 5% reduction in recidivism, just within corrections, that equates to about $12 million in savings. That's a substantial amount of money, but if you take it even further, there are other savings, within local government and things of that nature, when, you know, police and all different types of public safety entities that could be a cost saving as far as the social impact as well. It is about creating law-abiding citizens, but it's also about sustainable incomes, but people have to feel better about themselves. It's just not get a job and that solves the problem. If that was the case, this initiative would be a lot easier to address.
That was Scott Semple, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Correction. For more information and analysis of Connecticut's innovative corrections programs, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.